We see and hear so much that is broken in our world today. We may wonder if God is really with us and hears our prayers. We know God's way of responding to us is at a deep level we do not understand. When we pray, we know we're not shouting into the dark, but we trust that God our Father hears us and does respond to our sincere prayers in ways we don't comprehend. We do not understand how God is responding to our prayers about the pandemic, or about the financial crisis, or about our desire for a healthy environment. We know we do not manipulate God to make God do our will, nor does everything depend only on us. Yet God is our Father and not indifferent to our needs. In some mysterious way, our Father is at work, responding to our prayer. In today's gospel, Jesus is in Syrophoenician territory north of Galilee. The Syrophoenicians were great enemies of the Jews. He encounters a non-Jewish woman in great need for help to cure her daughter. "Lord, help me. My daughter is possessed by a demon." The disciples saw the woman as a nuisance, and they wanted Jesus to give her what she wanted so she wouldn't bother them. Jesus sees something deeper: her great humility, her strong faith, her courage to approach him, her recognizing him as Son of David and Lord. In her humility and faith, she greatly desires Jesus to hear her prayer. And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. Jesus' primary mission was to the house of Israel, to his own Jewish people. Now, as the risen Christ and one with his Father, Jesus' primary desire is for his people to grow into mature disciples and witnesses of the kingdom of God. Jesus desires Christians to take seriously their growth in discipleship. But there are many billions of people throughout the world who are non-Christian. God, in ways that are unknown to us, is touching the hearts of people and moving them to respond in truth and in love. We don't know how God's Spirit is working throughout the world. The first reading sheds some light on who God is able to help, whether Christians or non-believers. They are the ones seeking and loving God and becoming God's servants. They are the ones God will bring to his holy mountain and make them joyful in God's house. As disciples of Christ, we are not those who see only the surface, especially of those who do not follow the Christian path. We trust that God our Father is mysteriously working in the hearts of those people sincerely seeking him. So what does this gospel have to say to us today? I suggest that it reminds us that we are to be attentive to our growth as Christians who follow Jesus. At the same time, we need to recognize that God is at work in the lives of people sincerely seeking him and trying to do what is right. O God, let all the nations praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe before him.